Well, here are some numbers. 1 in 3 Netflix subscribers watched the newly released 4th season of Arrested Development. And of those two who did, get this, 1 in 10 watched all 15 episodes in a single day. This kind of binge watching has become commonplace with other shows. Think of House of Cards, 24, which was tailor-made for binge watching. The granddaddy of all binge shows, which I am currently binging on, Breaking Bad. Last year, the viewers tried watching Breaking Bad on Netflix. 73% binge watched the entire first season of those who started in on the show. Now, for me, also, here's the granddaddy, my granddaddy maybe, of all binge watch shows. Listen.
Wow.
Okay, it was good.
That's so well done.
Do we have time to watch one more, you think?
I think so. So good.
What time is it?
It's like daylight already. Do you want to watch more?
My vacation day starts now. Okay, let's just watch the first episode of season 2. Yeah, okay, thanks. Bye. So, I lost my job.
One more episode?
Yeah.
The characters in Portlandia, they're doing what I did a couple of years ago, went way, way too far, way too fast with Battlestar Galactica, the best binge show probably ever made. Laura Hudson is culture and entertainment editor for Wired Magazine and has binge-watched many a TV series. Laura?
Great to be here. Thank you.
Are you as guilty as I am? Somebody told me that you binge-watched Arrested Development yourself. Is that right?
Yeah, I've actually watched the entire new season 2 times at
this point. 2 times. So you not only got drunk, you went back for some hair of the dog, it sounds like.
Absolutely. And it's definitely a television show that's made to be watched in this way to a certain degree. Although the creator, Mitch Hurwitz, has said he doesn't necessarily want everybody to binge watch, you know, all at once because he's worried about the effect that'll have on the humor. It's absolutely something where there's a cumulative effect to all of the callbacks and all of the references that you're seeing in the show that you wouldn't pick up on a week-to-week viewing of a traditional television show.
And it seems pretty clear that Netflix, which is distributing this and put it out all at once, look, they didn't put it out episode by episode. They dumped it on us. Why do they want us to binge view?
That's sort of the model that they've adopted, and it's the model that users have adopted as well. I mean, you notice it when the moment a show ends, there's an automatic play feature and a countdown begins to the next episode. So even if you have 10 seconds of hesitation, all of a sudden you find yourself watching the next episode. So I think for a lot of people, you know, even if they have that moment, it's going to push them to the next episode where, you know, rather than making a deliberate decision, all of a sudden they find themselves there watching it.
Laura Hudson from Wired Magazine, does binge watching, though, dilute another great part of serial viewing, which is the cliffhanger or the big scene, you know, the big wedding? If you binge watch a season, there might be 3 big weddings instead of 1 per week. Doesn't it change the dynamics of what really works in a show? Is that sort of by design?
I think it definitely does change the dynamics of you know, the way that both the way that you should make a show and the way that you should experience a show. And I think that Arrested Development is a perfect example of something that's absolutely made for this medium, you know, because, and you find yourself over time when you're binge watching, everybody hits that point where they just sort of start pushing themselves to keep watching. And I think that's a very different feeling from anticipating something. So you remove that anticipation, you remove that period of time over which, you know, you're able to enjoy all of these plot points and all of these experiences, but also able to share them with other people. You know, there's the fact that being able to consume it at whatever rate you want also puts you out of sync with everybody else, because there's no one time that a cliffhanger happens at. So when do you talk about it around the water cooler?
And when do you make sure that you not kill somebody else with a spoiler or make sure to stay away from Twitter? These are all part of the pitfalls of modern binge viewing. Hey, Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad, Boardwalk Empire, I'm guilty of them all. Laura Hudson is culture and entertainment editor at Wired. She is guilty as charged binge viewing Arrested Development. Laura, thank you.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.